Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Chuck Graham Show. We got a lot to get into today. Well, one topic that I want to discuss, so stay tuned. Welcome back. All right, here's what I want to talk about today. The reopening of our schools. You know, I listened to the governor of Idaho. I think it was Idaho, wasn't it? Kristi Noem, I think I'm pronouncing her name right. I tweeted her last night after seeing her on Fox, and she had the right idea, or basically the best idea of any governor, bar none, especially our governor, Tate Reeves. Listen, I mean, are you kidding me? We have literally thousands of doctors, thousands of them, that have dissenting opinions from our public health officials. We're talking about frontline doctors. I went to the emergency room over the weekend. Guess what? Doctor didn't have a mask on. Pulled my mask off. I hate those damn things. And he said to me, I wouldn't put too much stock in those masks. It just behooves me. The America we know is over. It wouldn't surprise me if these dipshits started wearing masks during flu season. But hey, you know, you literally have thousands of doctors that have dissenting opinions. And every time they post something, every time they have a dissenting opinion, what happens? It gets scrubbed from the internet. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all of them scrub it. When in America have we ever not had dissenting opinions? You have dissenting opinions all the time. Just read some of the case law in your Supreme Courts and Court of Appeals. You have dissenting opinions. That's what makes this country great. But apparently it's okay. I mean, I don't like how Donald Trump handled this lockdown, shutdown. And what I can't understand is why would he keep Fauci on? He knows he's a Democrat. He knows he's in bed with Hollywood, and they hate him. And I believe that they've given him a lot of disinformation. First masks work, then they don't work. Surgeon General says don't go out buying masks. They don't work, for God's sakes. I mean, you can look at his tweet. So what changed? What evidence? What scientific evidence? There's plenty of evidence to show that masks don't work. There's plenty of studies. I posted it on Facebook. I don't even know if it's still up again. But there's plenty of studies to that. We need to reopen the country fully, full stop. And the teachers need to get their ass back in the classroom. And if you're old and you're vulnerable to this virus, then stay home. Get some substitute teachers. Our kids are not affected by this at all. There's some rare cases of kids having complications with it, but by and large, 99.9% don't. It's your elderly people and your people with underlying conditions. You know, over 600,000 people last year died of cancer. What you want to bet that number doubles this year because people were afraid to go get their screenings? What are they going to do about that? We're just going to ignore the fact that you've got other things going on in the world besides COVID-19. And it just irritates me every time I see somebody with a fucking mask on. And I know damn good and well that they don't work. They just simply don't. And there's been studies after studies on it. But people have drank the Kool-Aid. And I've said it in some other shows. The fact is, is you have three branches of our government that are all panicked. You got this dipshit at the Mississippi Supreme Court issues a, he's chief justice up there. Chief Justice issuing an order that all courts throughout Mississippi have to wear masks. And I listened to some immunologist that said, well, for one, they don't work. For two, herd immunity is the only thing that's going to work, meaning lots of people going to have to get it and get over it. And it hurts your immune system wearing the damn mask. We're constantly touching stuff, and our body's creating an immune response to it. We didn't do this crap during SARS. We didn't do it during the H1N1. But I'm telling you right now, this has become a trend. There's no regulation on the mask of what it's made out of. I could take this dry fit shirt I've got on right now, put it over my face, and I'd be perfectly okay. But it wouldn't stop nothing. If I sneezed, it would go right through it. And the virus is too small. It may stop a little bit of your spit, but it's not going to stop the virus. I mean, damn, people, take your mask off and breathe some air. And it irritates me, and it makes me angry, because they have systematically taken a ton of freedoms away from people. Your First Amendment right, your freedom of religion is gone. They have suspended church, people. If that doesn't scare you, even if you're not a Christian, if that doesn't scare you, this kind of shit is the reason we have a Second Amendment. This is nothing but tyranny, is what it is. And I can guarantee you, and I've said it on other shows, if you would have told me 3 years ago that the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ all colluded together to overthrow an election in your higher upper echelon of the FBI and those agencies, I would have told you were nuts. No way. But it happened. It happened. And now I really believe they're using the CDC to do it. I mean, what I think that Trump should have done is never shut the country down. Ever. We should have focused on protecting the nursing homes, and that's it. Because let me tell you, 155,000 people have died of this virus so far, right? Well, how many people died of other causes, and they've admitted it and blamed it on the virus? How many? Quite a few. And I'm going to tell you, when these numbers start getting audited and you find out this virus is no more deadly than a bad season of the flu, oh, yeah. That's when, hopefully the courts will wake up, people will wake up, and say, uh-uh. Folks, you've been lied to. And it's not the first time, and I'm telling you right now. And I've never seen anything like this before. I haven't. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Welcome back. You know, the thing about it is I'm ranting. I am. This is nothing but a rant. Because every time I turn on the news, I see some dipshit talking about one of our officials, just like I said it before, our state issuing a statewide mask mandate. I mean, and then you got these public officials, you got these doctors and that they're listening to, but nobody, this is what's so strange to me. Nobody is listening to the thousands of doctors that have put out information that this doesn't work. This is not how you handle this. And look at Sweden. I told my wife this morning, she's about to get tired of, she don't even like to watch the news with me anymore. Look at Sweden. They didn't lock down nothing. No mask wearing. Because their public health officials wanted to establish herd immunity. And guess what? It worked. They almost have no deaths. they're down to almost zero. This virus is pretty much over for them. But yet, nobody seems to look at that. They want to look at all these other places and what troubles they've had. Yeah, because they're doing the same damn thing we're doing. And the reason you got more cases is because we've been testing more. And the hundreds of thousands of businesses that are lost because of this. I mean, people with their livelihoods and their savings invested in businesses that they can't run because of this virus. So you tell me, should we still stay locked down? Even me, it's hurt my business drastically. And I've had to come up with different innovative ways to stay open. But I'm going to tell you, and the naysayers would say, well, if you can do it. No, that's not true. No. We're my company is a small company. And the fact is this. I think all these business people ought to just defy it all. And you want to see a protest? Just defy it all. Take off the mask. Tell the cities to kiss your ass and just keep right on going. They can't shut you all down. That's to the point of frustration that I have is these city officials, they do not want city and state and federal officials don't want to listen to the dissenting opinion. If I was the governor of this state, I would want to hear dissenting opinions from hundreds of doctors that are on the front line. Like the doctor that said the malaria drug worked. And it was she said it was a cure, but it was a very good treatment according to her. And she had treated over 600 patients. Bam. Shut her down. Scrubbed her videos. These are doctors. What the hell gives Facebook the right to scrub somebody's dissenting opinion when Facebook's not a fucking doctor? Or Twitter? They're not medical experts. These people are. That's why they call it practicing medicine. They ain't got the shit right yet. That's why they call it practicing law. Let me tell you something. You take one lawyer and you take another lawyer, and I can guarantee you're going to have two different opinions on the same damn case. And then when you frighten the branches of our government like this, these people have, it's bad. I don't see that. I really believe the America that you knew in January is gone. I just don't see. I don't see it ever recovering back. I'm telling you right now, these people have done everlasting damage to this country. And I see Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Look, Black Lives do matter. But Black Lives Matter, the organization, hijacked the damn name. They're a Marxist organization hell-bent on destroying this country. If you don't believe me, hell, they don't even try to hide it. But, oh, Amazon. I almost quit buying from them. If they had a competitor, I would have quit buying from them. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a frustrating thing to see the country where it's going and how everybody's reacting. And everybody's biting the damn apple. I've never seen anything like this that people just will fall right in line. I haven't worn a mask yet except when I went in the emergency room. And the doctor basically said it was unnecessary. In so many words. And so, you know. And hell, the surgical mask tell you on the box it won't stop COVID-19. Says it right there on the fucking box. Nobody can read. So tell me this. And there's no regulation on these people making these masks. You can make them out of pantyhose. I really believe that that you could go into a store with a pair of damn pantyhose on that are just as porous. And I believe people would be okay with that. As long as you just covered your face. I do. But the scientific data is they don't work. They don't prevent. Oh, well, if it prevents 10%, that's enough. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let's stop manufacturing Ford then. Fuck, we don't want nobody to have any car accidents, do we? 48,000 people died last year in car accidents. Shit, what, 30-something thousand died from falling? Let's live in a big-ass bubble. So nobody, we got to protect everybody from everything. You know what safe means? Control. That's what it means. When the government tells you they want to keep you safe, no, they want to control you. Our governor has overstepped his authority. Our chief justice has overstepped his authority. And all this shit's going to come out. I'm telling you right now, or I hope that this country rebounds. I hope I'm not too cynical about it. But there are going to be thousands of lawsuits when they audit these numbers and they see that the death rate from COVID is half of what it was or quarter of what it was, because people, you know, one guy, in, I think it was Florida, he died in a car accident and they listed his COVID, put him in the database that he died from COVID. Man gets eaten by alligator, died of COVID. I'm telling you, they're inflating the numbers because it's monetarily, and they admitted this yesterday on the news, that hospitals are, they have a monetary benefit to claim that it's COVID-19. Are you kidding me? And here's the thing. But nobody says anything about the protest. Actually, you know, I think that, here's what I think. I think the protest actually helped herd immunity. I do. And now the news media is giving the governor of South Dakota a lot of shit. Christy Noem, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Noem, I think that's it. I think I might have said Idaho earlier, but it's South Dakota. They're trying to give her a lot of grief for handling, I think she handled it better than anybody has. Now there's a biker rally going to be held, and they're trying to tell her, oh God, you can't do that. I tell you what, protesters, why don't you go crash that party? See how well that works out for you. The fact of the matter is, live free or die, people. By God, if you want to go and congregate with people, you should be able to go congregate with people. I mean, our civil liberties have been forever damaged because of stupid-ass judges and stupid-ass officials that listen to stupid-ass doctors without listening to any kind of dissenting opinions. And I'm not saying hear those dissenting opinions. I'm talking about listen to them. And when they use the word model, they ought to just say equals a fucking guess. It's a guess. That's what it is. It's a educated guess from what? Fauci, that's not seen a patient in 30 years? And he's got his own bag of tricks. He's a Democrat, for one. He's in bed with Hollywood. Why in the hell wouldn't Trump think that he was going to be after him? Why didn't he fire him when he come into office and get somebody in there that's more in line to his vision? But I think he sold him a bag of goods and Trump bit. I do. I think Trump bit. I like Trump. I'm going to vote for him again. But he's not infallible. And he's not perfect. He's going to make mistakes. And I think he severely dropped the ball with this. He should have kept the country completely open. Or sign an executive order doing something. I'm not even sure he would have the authority to sign an executive order that that took away the mandates from states. I'm not sure he would even have that authority to do that, because each state has its sovereignty. He would, far as what's controlled by federal law, I'm sure, but don't know. But I can tell you this, when he started that ball rolling, there was no stopping that train. These power-hungry, grab-ass officials that we have across this country, yeah, they jumped on that like bees on honey. And they don't want to let go. They don't want to let go of the power that they've grabbed a hold of, especially in your blue states. And ironically, that's where your outbreaks are, in your Democratic states. Not that our governor has handled this worth of shit. It bothers me. These masks bother me. They bother me because it's about control. And each person should have its own individual responsibility to keep their self safe. I don't need the damn government telling me or trying to keep me safe. If I want to go to a damn restaurant, I know the risk. There could be somebody in there with COVID. I could get COVID-19. It's not like you haven't never heard of it. Announce it. Tell the people what's out there. Let them make decisions for themselves. You know, you can't mitigate every risk factor. Or eliminate, not mitigate. Eliminate every risk factor. You can't. You could go to work and get run over by a bus. Oh, shit. Everybody's got to stay home because we had over 40,000 people die in car accidents. Oh, I can't drive my car. I just can't. Could die in an accident. Yeah. Yeah, you could die sitting there eating them Cheetos and fucking die of a heart attack sitting right there in your safe little home. But I'm telling you right now, there's going to be underlying health conditions like cancer and all sorts of things that's going to affect this country. And how are they going to explain that? What if the number of cancer deaths doubles this year? What if it doubles? Or doubles next year as a result of people being afraid? Oh, well, COVID didn't kill 600,000 additional people, but cancer did. Sorry. We were trying to protect you from COVID. And I read some articles where that's actually happened. Not on a mass scale as of yet, but there are people that finally got in to get their screenings and found out, oh, shit, it's too late. It's done spread and there's nothing we can do. It's just a sad thing, man. Over a virus that you've got a 98.9% chance of surviving. So, well, that's my rant for today. If you like the show, subscribe, because I can assure you that I will be opinionated on just about every fucking thing. And hit that like button, subscribe button. You know, come back. If you're listening to this on a podcast, or welcome. God bless you all. Stay safe. And take that mask off and get you some fresh air. Do you good. See ya.